Welcome to the Sunday, November 3rd, 2013 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And today we're going to be continuing along the theme of what, well, there's several themes. We are interweaving because they are necessarily interconnected. How do we regain our leadership abilities? How do we reclaim possession of our own gifts and begin planning the transition? On a page that I put up, because in December I'm hoping to be able to, if there's interest, and or if there is not, I won't. But what my plan is to actually read and comment as I read the account of Miklos Nisley, Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account, which I consider to be an extremely important book because it reveals in graphic detail and in a way that no sociological or political treatise on class could possibly reveal, that class is embedded in the way all of us think. Just as Alice Miller said in For Their Own Good, you know, folks didn't just in some freak, arbitrary accident go along with fascism across Europe. They were ready soil for it. And what we're going to be considering is that we are always ready soil for totalitarianism until we decide to confront that mindset within our own thinking. Thinking that we're all trained in. So, for instance, almost every day I can hear some illustration in people's speech of this reality, that it's embedded in us, in our thoughts. People saying, well, I just, you know, I want my child to get a good education, get a good job. I mean, how many times do we hear that? How many times did we speak it as parents? Get a good education, then get a good job, get a good job, get a good job, be a good worker. And we are entering in a time when there is no ability anymore of the earth to crank out enough wealth to capture the hands of enough people to allow the notion of a system based on fair compensation for work. You give up your autonomy as a human being, we will give you a job. Well, that social contract, as we call it, can't continue anymore. And power knows that. That's why they are planning all of these, you know, rushing to plan our future for us. They got the Trans-Pacific Partnership, they got the Transatlantic Partnership, they're trying to unify the globe. Quick, make sure we got nowhere to go. Then when we start getting restless, direct our eyes to look, see, we got this UN sponsor. That means it's all of us globally, the big smart ones, us important ones. We are figuring out how to keep you guys eating, given that we can't give you jobs anymore. Well, don't worry, we got it covered. Now, not only does that consign, because hierarchy is a key ideology that they can never let go of, because that would mean letting go of their exclusive privilege. So there's going to be folks who don't get, it's not going to be an even distribution. It never has been under class. It never will be. And so once again, we're letting our so-called betters decide these big questions of who gets to eat, who gets to use a little bit of their gifts, and who doesn't. So given that this transition is inevitable, what we're arguing in this space is that it's time for us to say it's us who make the decisions for us. So that's what we're talking about, and will be for a while now. And Miklos Nisley is, I think, necessary for us to take in, for us to get it, that we have no choice. We have no choice but to step up. But if any of you would prefer that I don't, spend a good chunk of the month of December just reading and commenting, just reading out loud Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account, let me know. I want this to be a useful conversation for those of us who want to plan the transition.